What it do?
I just don't think it's organic when you practice it shouting.
A clap?
Yes.
I didn't practice the clap. I know how to clap.
I mean, but you set it up.
Well, I said ready to you. Let's get this started. What it do, people?
Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast.
Three welcomes coming your way. Welcome.
Yes, this is a podcast where we make out all things love, life, and laughter.
That's right.
I am your co-host, Gabrielle.
That's right.
Also known as Gabe.
That's right, Gabe. That's my Gabe face. And I am Chad, also known as Babe. We're just excited to be... episode 3 already.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's crazy. It's only like 3 years in the making.
Only like 1 year in the making.
Yeah, like 1 year in the making.
Long enough.
So, yes. So, look, we want to make sure that you guys know where you can follow us, mm-hmm. where you can check out the other episodes or when new ones come out. So, you can actually go to iTunes, Let's Make Out Podcast. You got SoundCloud, same thing over there. Yes. You got the YouTube channel, which is Let's Make Out. So go over there. Just you have to go into YouTube.
Yes, and search.
Search it because we don't have a cool, unique link yet.
Yeah, so
coming soon.
Search it, we'll pop up.
Yeah, we'll pop up. So then we've got Google Play.
We do.
And we're going to add that link.
I think we do.
We do. I finally figured that out.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We had to steal her mama's phone.
I know, right?
And do it.
To try to find it because it was a struggle.com. But apparently we are there. So.
So,
yay. A lot of people have been asking about Stitcher and Spotify.
Yes, there has been a lot.
So we will add those to the list to research and see if we can get that popping for y'all.
That's right. And then social.
Yes.
So Let's Make Out Pod is Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Tweet us.
Yeah, so tweet us. And then Let's Make Out Podcast for Facebook and Instagram.
Yes. So follow us over there. Keep up with us. We'll have little like behind the scenes. And
that's right.
Just little things like that. If you ever want to tweet us, please use the hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast or the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe.
That's right.
So, yeah. How you doing today?
Girl, I am so good. Thanks for asking. I am so good. Y'all, every
Why
time
are you so good
because I'm sitting next to the hottest. I mean, the hottest, almost 36 week pregnant woman in the world.
Thank you. Why did I think you were about to say almost 36 years old? Which I am, but I was about to be like, "Dang, you're about to put me on blast like
Yeah,
that?
I wouldn't. I mean, I wasn't like I'm not aging you like by six. Seven
I mean,
months.
I don't mind sharing my age, but. I guess it didn't dawn on me that I am about to be 36
yeah,
weeks.
That's the 36 weeks she was thinking about her age.
I was thinking about my age.
That's hilarious. But yeah, so how are you doing?
I'm doing good. We just came back from a doctor's appointment. So we got to hear baby's heartbeat and she's looking good and all that good stuff. And let me just say, I don't know if you can hear Chad Jr. in the back, but if you hear a little random
if you hear a little random
talking,
guy.
It's him because... He wants to be in the room with us, so.
And he's, yeah. So well, once in a while, I might look over and say, Chad.
Shh.
Okay. Love you, buddy. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, so I'm doing good. Mm-hmm. I said all that to say I'm doing good. If you want to see how the doctor's appointment went and what
via,
the doc said
via
and all
video.
That good stuff. Via video. You can definitely watch us.
Gay Babe TV. So just go to
.com.
How
about
job.
That?
You got me, girl. Yes. Fist bump just happened right there. So yes, gay, and that's what I forgot to say. Gay Babe TV. So Gabe Babe TV. Mm-hmm. So make sure I say it right. .com. All things Gabe and Babe. So yeah. I mean everything about
you
us. You can find it there, including the podcast.
Yes.
So today we're gonna kind of wing it. We've got a couple little topics because mm-hmm. y'all still send us some great stuff. But then we want to answer some of y'all questions that you've actually emailed us so we don't let those
pile up.
Jinx.
Yeah.
Jinx. And I'm not saying your name for the rest
you
of the podcast.
Can't jinx a sister.
Sweetheart, you are cheating.
I make my own rules, okay?
Tell
I've
me
had
about
these
it.
Rules.
I've jinxed her maybe 435,000 times in our marriage, and she just doesn't ever follow the rules.
No, because you can't jinx a sister. I have told you that countless times.
You can
times.
Jinx a brother, a sister, an uncle, a TT, an auntie, or an auntie.
Not a TT.
A TT. It's easier than saying auntie. All right.
Okay. So anyway, we have a couple of topics, yes, and then we're going to answer our first Ask Gabe and Babe question that was actually like emailed into us. So I guess I'll say that.
I love how she said it was emailed in. It could have been like, was it, could have been pigeon carried in maybe?
I mean, maybe it could have been tweeted in. It could have been Instagrammed in. I mean,
it was emailed
it
in.
It was emailed
through
in.
The internet.
At let's make out podcast at gmail.com. I can't even get it out right. I cannot deal with you.
I love you so much. All
okay,
right.
So.
Go ahead, you have the honors.
Basically, we're talking about dating because we have gotten some questions about dating, and
that's right,
you know, we just figured we would share our thoughts on it because we are no experts and we've had our dating
we are no experts. As she said, we are no experts.
I see how this is gonna go. Okay.
I love my wife so much. No, but yes, so she's like, it's a pregnancy. It's okay.
No, I am so tired, y'all.
She's so
exhausted. Legit.
It's the pregnancy, though.
It's the pregnancy, but I also spent the last 11 hours doing my hair. I have in Kinky Twist. If you're watching, you see them. But
they look really good,
though.
It
took me forever and a day to get them done. So thank you, love.
Yes.
So I'm exhausted. Sorry.
But no, so yeah, you know, I just like to mess with her. But no, but to kind of add into the dating stuff, we are very avid believers that dating should not stop when you're married.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
True, absolutely.
So even though we're not like dating, we're already married and stuff like that, we are still dating. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because we think it's important. So that's where we're coming from. We're coming from like, you know, I guess dating / being married and dating, right?
Well, I thought that we were talking about dating with a purpose, like if you were actually single.
Well, yeah, okay.
Because
perfect.
Dating when you're married, I think, is a completely different topic. So,
yeah, absolutely. No,
but, you know,
it's true.
We'll see.
We'll
Y'all
see.
Know we go off on tangents. So.
Yeah, she's random.
Anyway.
All right. So, you gonna say it?
Yeah. So the topic suggestion that we had was, the question: how long is too long to talk to a person with no communication towards a relationship or future? Great question. There's no one size fits all
there's
answer
not,
here.
I mean, but I mean, honestly, if you're talking for more than 3.5 days and there's no commitment, I'm just joking. No, not 3.5 days.
No.
That's so open, right? It really depends on your relationship, like the dynamics of how you met.
There's
all
so many different
stuff,
factors,
you know,
here.
Right?
Yeah, there's so many different factors. How you met. What is considered talking to a person? I feel like it's been so long. I mean, okay, so you meet a guy or you meet a girl. You exchange numbers. Mm-hmm. You guys start to date. And are you exclusive? Are you non-exclusive? Have you had that conversation?
That's really
number
good.
One. Like, because I feel like it's a lot of folk out here just dating Netflix and chilling, and you got a list of people that
hashtag
you're seeing.
Not sponsored for Netflix.
Oh my goodness, here we go. You have a list of people that's on your like roster or whatnot, but
the little black book.
There's no clear lines of what is going on.
Yeah.
So I think that it all starts with your mindset. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going into dating for? Like, what is your purpose for dating?
Absolutely.
Are you dating because you just want someone to kick it with? Are you dating because you actually want to be in a committed relationship? Are you dating because you are ready to get married and settle down? Like, there's so many different things. Like, what are you dating for? I think that's the first step, is to figure out, like, what exactly am I looking for in dating?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love that. Like, what I'm thinking is, like, it starts with you. Mm-hmm. So if you go into a relationship expecting someone else to be a certain way or to be in a relationship like at a certain level, but you don't know what level you want to be at.
Right.
Like, I think that you have to really do some soul search and say, you know what? I want to be, you know what? I'm not ready to be in a serious relationship, but I want to have somebody that we can go and have fun dates, mm-hmm. go to the movies, hang out, Netflix and chill.
I mean, yeah, you gotta be honest about this stuff.
Yeah, but you gotta be honest about mm-hmm. that stuff. So, like, you need to decide for yourself what you're looking for, right?
Right.
And then when you bring that to the table, like, hey, this is what I'm looking for, and I would like to explore this. Are you interested in actually us exploring that? Mm-hmm. And then if they say yes, then great. Talking to other people should just be done at that point.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, it should be like, okay, no, we're going to give this a shot. We're not getting married tomorrow, but we want to say, you know what? Let's bring it down to a lower level. Mm-hmm. We're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, like, seriously.
Do people
though.
Even say that anymore? Honestly.
I mean, I don't know if they do, but I mean, that's like the easiest way to understand it, I guess, right?
That's true, but I also think there has to be a conversation about exclusivity because sometimes, so true. I may be looking for somebody to date and hang out with and kick it with, and the other guy, or, you know, maybe looking for the same thing, but...
Oh, there ain't no other guys, shawty.
Just not exclusively with me, you know what I'm saying?
True,
so,
true.
I think that part of that conversation is, hey, yeah, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm bringing to the table. Are you in agreement with that? Like, what is it that you're
exactly.
looking for? And are we going to do this exclusively? Or is this just kind of an open situation? If I go out and go to the movies with my homegirl, am I going to see you out with somebody else? Like, I need to know that because
no, absolutely.
I need to know if I'm willing to
accept
be
that.
Okay with that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where dating gets so messed up is that people don't have these conversations first. And then you think that, or you have the conversation and you ignore it. And
yeah.
you think, well, if I hang around for long enough, he's going to want to have this relationship with me. Or,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? She's going to want to have this relationship with me. So I'll accept it for now, even though that's not really what I want to do. But they're just so fine. So I'm going to just hang in there. Honey,
yeah.
trust me. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and it's not worth
no,
it.
No, it's so true. Like,
so,
it's so true. Like, it's like, you know, it goes back to what we always, if you know anything about us and probably listen to any one of our podcasts, it's going to be about open, honest communication.
Absolutely, because I'll tell you from jump, babe knew
yeah.
what he wanted.
That's what I'm saying. I knew what I wanted, but Gabrielle did not fully know what she wanted quite yet, so she was honest about that.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. So when you say, okay, all right, well, we're going to explore this to see what's going to, you know, what it's going to be. But while we're doing that, I do not want to have you dating someone else or messing with somebody else.
Right.
And I won't do it either.
Right.
Are you willing to agree to that? If they say no, then at least they're honest with you.
Yeah, accept the honesty. People tell you exactly what they mean. Like, don't
yeah.
try to read into it differently. Or he said
oh, he
that,
said,
but he
said he might,
his mind. No.
I'm going to change him or I'm going to change her.
Not
you
possible,
can't change
okay?
nobody unless they want to get changed.
Not possible. So, yeah, you have to listen and you have to hear what people are telling
mm-hmm.
you. And then look at their actions, too, because I'm a firm believer that actions will always speak louder than words.
That's right.
Always. So you can tell me one thing, but if I don't feel that or if I don't see that
mm-hmm.
with how you're treating me, then, you know, I got to go off of based on what I see, like not what
true.
I hear, because people just be talking out the side of their necks. I said that just for you, Shawty.
Just talking out the side of their necks. That's Gabrielle's.
Talking out the side of their necks.
Out the side of their necks.
Seriously.
They should get that looked at. I mean, seriously, they should go to it. Look, if you are out there and you are talking out the side of your neck, I need you to go to the emergency room right now. And if you feel you can't make it, call 911. Okay? All right?
Oh, my goodness.
And, I mean, hopefully, you know, maybe William Shatner will answer. You remember Emergency 911?
No, that's... Oh, I don't know. I
remember
thought
Emergency 911? Y'all remember that? Emergency 911 with...
What is that?
It was like a... I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was William Shatner was like the voice of it or something.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. So, yeah, I don't think that there is necessarily a certain amount of time where you should talk to someone.
Yeah.
But you also shouldn't be expecting something from the future or a commitment if it's not something that you guys have talked about from the beginning in the first place, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, so if you're not, and here's the thing. Again, you have to think about what you want individually. So if you are at the point in your life or in your relationship where you say, you know what, we've been together for a while, I want to see where this is going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're not getting younger. We're, okay. You know,
we
so like.
Ain't getting no younger, so we might as well
get married.
Babe, you're so offbeat there.
I was trying
we
to join.
We ain't getting no younger, so we might as well do it. Feeling you. I thought you was going to start snapping with me. I was trying to get you on the beat.
I'm like looking at her like, girl, sing to me.
Nope.
See, girl, we already got married.
But see how you just got off beat there?
I was worried about
it's
singing.
It's so funny I have to do this with babe. Like, sometimes he is on it and he catches the beat.
I know.
Right then and there.
Sometimes
and then sometimes it just. I think when he gets too happy,
I lose beat. Yeah.
He automatically gets off beat.
Hey,
so
but
funny.
Let's get serious here, Gabrielle. Okay, let's not talk about my offbeatness. Okay,
I love your offbeat.
I know, I love you. I love that you keep me on beat. See, that's what you should do in a relationship: keep each other on beat.
Absolutely.
But no, like I was saying, is that if you know where you want to be in that relationship, do not ignore those feelings. Mm-hmm. Talk about them. Say, hey, this is what I am feeling. This is what I would like to see. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, and
you know what I mean?
I think
there's no pressure in that, but you're getting your emotions out.
Right. If we're dating, we should be able to have these types of conversations. But and also another thing that I have is to be honest with yourself about what it is that you want, because I can think of the times where I've been in situationships and
situationships.
I literally thought that I would be okay. Mm-hmm. Being in the situationship, like, oh, okay, yeah, this is cool, because I'm not really looking for anything serious right now, and then mess around and call feelings, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, why is this happening, or why is that, or why are you talking to this person, but I said I was okay with the situationship, and I was not really okay with it. So you have to be honest with yourself about what it is you want, and then be honest with the other person. Like, look, this is what it is. I'm trying to be married in a couple years. So if you don't even feel like you need to be married in a couple years, we ain't got nothing else to talk about.
No, so true. I mean, and look from a guy's perspective, this is just my opinion, but I really feel like women, you are strong, you are beautiful, like, you are intelligent. The women run the world. I truly believe that. Like, I mean, I really do. I think just, you know, I mean, y'all have babies. Y'all, there's so much stuff that you guys do, you know. And what I mean by that is from a man that appreciates, you know, my beautiful wife and my mom and all of the wonderful women that's come into my life because of Gabrielle. And like, somebody shout them out, Nana, Grandma, Auntie. I mean, just everybody, Gracie. Women, you have to start respecting yourself enough to not be, played. Man. Not to be treated bad. You don't deserve to be treated bad. And guess what? Just because he seems like, because you got some feelings for this person, if he treats you bad, I guarantee you can find somebody that treats you good that you'll have feelings for.
Yes.
So, like, just don't settle. Don't settle.
Say that.
Like, if you want to be truly happy, then you got to, for one, you got to be happy with yourself first.
Right.
And if you're letting someone treat you like crap or disrespect you on a regular basis, then there's no way that you feel happy about yourself.
Mm-mm.
So, that's just my thing. Women, you deserve to be treated better. So, like.
That's so true. My babe tells me that all the time. He always talks about the bum guys that were before him. He's like, I can't believe that she was with these bum dudes. And I was okay with
it. And
I
don't
mean
that, like,
honestly,
as in, like, I don't know them, like, you know, like, but what I mean is that they didn't treat her the way that she deserved to be treated.
Right.
So, to me, then they bum dudes. It is what it is. At the same time, like, just respect yourself enough to know that you deserve everything. You deserve to be treated like a queen, because women are queens.
You do. Yes, thank you. We are. And men, you deserve to be treated like kings too. Like, this goes on both sides. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like most of the time it's the men that are not treating the women right. But It goes both ways. It definitely goes both ways. If you are loving on a woman and she can't tell you what she wants, or, you know what I'm saying, she don't know whether she...
loves a woman.
She don't know if she wants you or somebody else. You might need to cut that girl off. That's take right. a lesson out of Chad's book, because he sure cut me off because I didn't know what I wanted. And he was like, look.
You know what? I am about to go to Afghanistan and I am not playing with
y'all,
you.
Y'all, he straight up ghosted me for 6 months. Six of them. That's another story for another day.
Some of y'all probably might know the story already, but
yeah, he definitely ghosted me. I think that we covered that. Hopefully we did. There is no set time frame. You just kind of go off of what's been talked about and whatnot. So I think this kind of brings us to the next topic that is on our list of like 52. You guys remember?
And we haven't added. And we've got more, but we haven't added to it yet.
So this question was, what advice do you have for a single girl interested in being in a relationship?
A single gear.
You want to be in a relationship?
What up, gear?
So my advice to you is basically what we have been talking about. I hate to sound redundant, but... be honest with yourself about what it is.
You sound redundant.
About what it is that you're looking for. What do you want to have in a relationship? So here's my tip to you. Get out your journal and write down the qualities that you would love to have in a mate.
Oh, she honestly. Old school. Said, grab paper and a pen.
Write the vision. Make it plain. I'm telling you, because a lot of times we go into these things just because we want companionship, but we don't think about all these other traits and things that we're leaving off. Like, what else do you want? You want companionship? You got companionship with somebody that treats you like crap. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want someone that's going to respect you, honor you,
absolutely,
help you,
I mean, encourage you, push you. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's crazy. Because let's face it, there is people. There is people in this world
who don't know correct
English. There is people in this world that just don't know what they're talking about. No. There are people in this world that, like, it's crazy when people. Did Chad help with diapers with Chad Jr.?
Yes, because he's the daddy.
We've been asked that, but it's because dads. If some of y'all are listening right now, and you know you one of them. There are dads out there that do not help men that won't, or not say dad, let's just say men out there that do not help with diapers. Like, like what?
But
what I mean by that though is that you need to know who you want God to send to you by listing out the traits that you would like to see, but also at the same time, understanding that there might be some things that aren't, you know, it won't be perfect. It's not going to be perfect.
Absolutely.
And if you hold yourself to such a, like every guy that you meet has to be at this certain standard, then you could be missing out on, because let's face it,
had I known that he did not have a bachelor's, I might not have even talked to him, honestly. Like,
because she was,
it sounds shallow, but let's be real. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to the first episode.
Absolutely,
because babe catfished me. But
I ain't catfished her, and most people said I didn't.
Had I known some of these things, because face it, ladies, we come with a lot of. He got to be this. He got to be first of all. He got to be tall, dark, and handsome. I would have missed out on Chad with the dark right there. Like,
I get a good tan.
You get red. But honestly, had I not even opened up the possibility to seeing what else was out there, even though it wasn't on my list, because no, Chad is not a chocolate brother that I thought I was going to marry. But thank God I was open. I opened up my eyes and was able to see something different, because you just never know. It's not always going to come packaged the way you think that it should come. But when I tell you, it's the best thing that has ever happened to me, like the best, hands down. I talk about this with my mom. We were just talking about this the other day, how Chad is way more than I ever even asked for. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have to open yourself up. It's okay to have standards. Absolutely. I'm not telling you not to have standards. You need those. But
I'm feeling when all it comes proud to the, like,
when it comes to like the physical and things like that, some things you have to learn how to look over, because you could be missing your blessing because he don't have curly hair, or because he's not light skinned, or because, or whatever.
Or he doesn't have the income level that you want him to have. But I mean,
stuff
people
like that you can work on.
You can work on that. If he's a hard working person, mm-hmm. or if she is a hard working person, then I mean, you know what? Then, I mean, I've always believed that two people should come together and you should only go up from there.
Right.
But a lot of relationships today, it's one person going up, the other person holding on and dragging them back down.
So true.
And if you want to be in that type of relationship, then go anywhere right now and talk to the first person you meet without knowing anything. And it, I'd say maybe one out of 100 times it could possibly work out. The rest of them, it's probably going to be that. Because you guys just, you don't know what you want out of that. You haven't thought about it. You just.
It's true.
You know, so yeah, just, I mean, I think that's great.
I think so. Yeah, the advice there was to write down what it is exactly that you want, and go out and not necessarily look for that, but allow yourself to be open to be approached. Because, you know, I have a lot of friends, or a lot of people that want a mate, or they want to meet somebody, but you don't go nowhere. What you think? They just gonna come and knock on your door?
If they do, I wouldn't date them. I would not date them if they just show up at your door.
I wouldn't either.
Especially
okay?
if you don't know them.
Right. that's like, you know, you have to kind of go to where you can attract what it is that you're looking for. I'm not saying you need to be going out and being at the clubs, but maybe go and be social. Go to some networking events if you want a business. Oh, my goodness. Everything is happening in this. So, yeah, go to the type of places to meet the type of person that you're looking for is all that I'm saying. Be open if you're trying to be in a relationship, and be honest about it up front when you meet somebody. It's not about, oh, I don't want to scare them off. No, if they gonna run when you tell them you want a relationship, then you don't want them to be there
But I just pictured it though. Let's play a role game real quick. Role game. Hashtag not sponsored. No, role play game. Okay. What? I'm the lady at the bar, okay?
Why do you get to be the lady?
Well, because
at the
you
bar.
Don't know what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
So you walk up and you the guy.
What's up, Shadi?
I want to be in a relationship, so if you're not interested, then you can go ahead and keep it moving.
Okay.
So maybe
don't
not
do
th-
that.
Maybe don't do that.
don't do that. You can kind of ease
maybe say
into
hi
it,
first.
You know, but yeah, definitely just don't close yourself off because of your standard.
Or what you think and is the perfect mate.
Right, because your perfect mate may look completely different.
And probably
different.
Doesn't exist.
Very true. Or look completely different. No, you're not perfect. You're the perfect mate for me.
Absolutely,
but you're not a perfect person.
No.
But he looked completely different than what I thought he would. And had I been so stuck on what I was looking for, I would have missed the biggest blessing. So as a single woman, as a single man, be honest about what you want. Write the vision. Make it plain so you know what you're asking for. And accept no less than that.
Yeah.
Do not settle for the sake of not being alone.
Absolutely.
Like, in the grand scheme of things, I would much rather be by myself than to be in a miserable situation just to have somebody there.
I would like to refer you to a movie.
What movie would that be?
I Can Do Bad All By Myself.
I know, that's right. Never seen that movie? Who's in that movie?
Tyler Perry movie?
Oh.
I mean, Gracie has watched it 378,000 times.
Is that the one with Shamar Moore and the raggedy braids?
Yes.
And the raggedy lace front wig that he had on?
Oh, that was funny.
Those were not his.
But
braids.
Yes. So, but it's true, though. I mean, you can do bad by yourself. So why do bad with someone else? And I don't mean bad as in like struggle. Say, I mean, say you guys are going through a rough patch as far as,
that's
you know,
different.
Financially and stuff. Obviously, you're going to be with your partner and you guys get through it. Well, I'm talking about do bad by getting cheated on or getting abused, you know, God forbid that's happening, or getting just verbally abused, you know, like, I mean, all of that stuff. You don't have to deal with that. So that's what she's saying. I think that's
so
true.
Hopefully that answers your question.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think now we're going to jump into one last question, yeah.
Which was the email to us.
Yes.
With the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe. She has a specific question to ask us, so we're going to get right into that. Okay, so question. I have been dating my boyfriend for 10 years. Should I still have hope for marriage? We both want to be married eventually, in quotations, but finances and not having great marital role models have stopped us from taking that leap. Also, we do not live together because we want to wait until we are married. I am 28 and he is 32. So, okay. Shout out to you. You did not leave your name, but yes. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, what up, what up, what up? I think, well...
Okay, so one question at a time.
First question.
Should I still have hope for marriage after 10 years with your boyfriend?
I mean, if I stopped with just that question right there, I would be like, I don't know. But because you gave us because of finances, because of, what was the other one?
Not having great marital role models.
So you don't want to jump into something when you, it seems like you guys are thinking right. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you guys are communicating with each other about what your holdups are. And then I would say, yes, you should still have, it seems like you guys, from just the email that they communicate.
Right.
Right. So it seems like you guys communicate. I would say if you don't have good role models, maybe seek out, like, if you guys go to church together, seek out, like, maybe if they have a marriage program because, like, for instance, our church has a really good couple that does, like, the marriage counseling.
Oh, yeah, like premarital counseling.
Yeah, they are super cool couple, and we got to sit in on one of them with a couple, and I thought that was really cool because they gave some really good insights, and they help you kind of work through. So maybe your church, or maybe they're just like some, there could be organizations around, or even just like, you know, a therapist, you know, like a counselor. Yeah. Maybe it's something to think about.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think so. But I don't think that not having marital role models is a reason to not get married. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Some things you don't have to have a role model to show you how to treat your mate right. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like how to, I mean, I understand it. It's a good thing, but I don't think that should be a reason to stop you from getting married. If anything, if you are looking around and you see maybe you have bad role models, or maybe you've been a victim of, you know, divorce or things like that, then if anything, it should teach you what not to do. Or show you how to be better than that. You could kind of use that as fuel to, hey, this is what we're not going to do in our relationship because we've seen this go bad in this place or that place or whatever. And
no, that's great because that makes me think of like, now I love my dad, you know, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in a better place, but I learned how to not be a dad from him. Mm. So it's a valuable lesson. Then I learned by looking and seeing what he did and saying, you know what? I don't want to be that way. I'm not going to be that type of father. I'm not going to be that type of husband. And like I said, I love him, you know, but at the same time, he taught me things. He just taught me things that I wouldn't do in my relationship. So that's a great, that's a great thing, is that you just look at relationships around you.
Right. Absolutely.
Or relationships that you say are bad, or the ones that you say basically you're saying you don't have any relationships to kind of look at and say, you know what, that's how we want to do it. Well, you looked at him and said, man, we don't want to do it that way.
Right.
Why is it you don't want to do that way? Mm-hmm. And then what can you do differently?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you also stated finances being an issue. And I don't know. To me, I don't see how finances can be an issue in getting married. To me.
No.
Unless you're talking about you don't have the finances to have maybe the dream wedding that you're wanting to have or to do all of the things you want to do. But if that's the case, my question would be to you, what's more important, the marriage or the wedding?
That's right. You better do the JOTP.
I'm sorry, what?
Do the JOTP.
Oh, justice of the peace.
He was like,
sorry, what did you just spell? No, absolutely. That was going to be my next suggestion, is that what is stopping you two from going to the Justice of the Peace and getting married and then planning
5 years down the road, 2 years, whatever.
It don't even have to be that. Planning a reception party or
planning
a get together, or, you know what I'm saying? You do it as big as you want or as small as you want. And I get that a lot of women have this mentality. Oh, I got to have my dream wedding. Yeah. I got to have this. And trust me, and I have had mine. So I'm kind of speaking like hindsight is 2020 though. Like if I didn't need all of that, Like, no. We could have been perfectly happy without having absolutely. All of that.
Don't get me wrong. You deserve that wedding that you
absolutely.
Want.
Oh, absolutely.
But if it needs to be a few years down the road, so you and your husband from the mm-hmm. JOTP, like, so you guys can get your life established mm-hmm. as a married couple, then a couple, one or two years, or even if it has to be five, it doesn't matter as long as you're together and you're married. I mean, that whole thing is awesome. The whole big marriage is awesome, but
wedding,
it shouldn't be what makes you feel married. Or
the wedding,
the wedding
is awesome.
Yeah, the wedding is awesome.
The whole big wedding is
the whole big wedding is awesome, but it just shouldn't be what defines your marriage, right?
Absolutely.
You should be, the love defines your marriage. Your communication.
How you treat each other.
Yes,
exactly. And the fact that you guys don't live together, that's awesome.
Because we are,
we are a product of that. We never lived together before we were married.
We had long distance.
Lived in the same state before we were married. But so I think that that's great. I think that that's commendable mm-hmm. that you guys are trying to do that. But you also gave me your ages, and you guys aren't young. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not, let me take that back. I don't mean that you're old, but 28 and 32 is a really good age to be thinking about settling
absolutely.
Down and
starting
getting married.
Your family.
And you guys have known each other for 10 plus years. Y'all have been together for 10 years. So I don't know how long y'all have known each other before then. I feel like it sounds like a lot of excuses as to why you guys are not making or taking the next step. Because
like
in the grand scheme of things, are those things really stopping you? Like, could he save up, or could you guys save up together for a small wedding ring, a small engagement ring, do the justice of the peace, live together, start, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, move in and start living life and then planning for something bigger, for an anniversary or just something bigger later down the road. Like, I don't want you to hold off on something that could potentially be great just because
everything isn't perfect. You know, it goes back to what we were talking about dating, you know, just because it's not, just because he, you know, the person you find isn't the perfect person. Well, it's the same thing in this situation. Just because the situation isn't perfect doesn't mean that you don't progress.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, for instance, when we got married, I mean, you know, we were pretty low on the bucks. We had our wedding. We were pretty low on the bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
we're going to get into that. We're going to have a whole
conversation
about that.
I mean, but look where we're at now.
Right.
I mean, you know, like, you know, it just takes hard work, but it takes hard work together. So why, if you want to be together, you guys both have talked about it. You know you want to be husband and wife, get your family going. That's what you want.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that
you can do it.
I think that you can totally do it. And it's, to me, from reading what you gave us, it looks like you guys are on the same page.
It does. It sounds like it.
Now, you didn't present it as if you were waiting on him to propose after 10 years. You made it seem like there's apprehension on both sides. So I'm hoping that that's what the case is now. If you're been together for 10 years and you're the only one talking marriage, that's a red flag.
Yeah,
but that's not how you presented it to us, so hopefully that's not what it is. And I also wanted to clarify, like, I don't want you to feel like we're saying you can't have a wedding, because you can do so much on a smaller scale.
Absolutely.
Do what's within your budget. Maybe one of you pick up a part-time job and work a little extra
just to pay for
this wedding, because this is something that you desire. Like,
yeah.
You work for things that you want,
mm-hmm.
and you can't, you can't use that. Our finances aren't the best right now, as people get married broke all the time,
all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just feel like if that's what y'all want, just do it. You know what I'm saying? I think you can make it work.
I agree. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Always.
Yeah. Where there's a bill, you going to pay. I mean, I don't know what that had to do with anything.
I've never heard that before.
I just made that up.
Funny.
I just made that up right now. I'm taking requests for jokes on Ask Me Gay Maybe. No, but yeah, no, that's, hopefully that helped.
Hopefully that helped. Thank you for sending in your question.
Yes.
Best wishes.
Yeah, best wishes.
To
James
you
Gabriel.
And your boyfriend.
See how she keeps talking?
Because you can't jinx the sister. How many times I gotta do
I know, right? But yes, best wishes to both of y'all. And I mean, we just wish you the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, guys, I think that is the end of the show. We are coming up on the 40-minute mark.
Yeah, we're coming up on the 40. Yeah. We really want to keep these in that 30 to 45 minute.
Yeah.
Just to keep it, you know, interesting. If y'all want, we do want to hear, do you guys want longer? Is it too long? We want feedback. We need feedback.
Absolutely.
We want to do the best we can.
Keep
so,
the feedback
so with that, make sure you go over to, you know, iTunes, Google Play, and leave us, you know, a rating, leave some feedback. We'd love to be able to read that, and then also email us.
Yeah. Email us, tweet us your thoughts from this show. Mm-hmm. If you have any, you know, tips to add about being
absolutely.
Single or how to date with a purpose. Share it. Let us know, you know, talk to each other in the comments in the YouTube video. We love reading the comments because there's a lot of conversation there. So
absolutely.
Yeah, guys, until next
week. That's right. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you.
Yeah.